From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama plans to host police officials and civil rights leaders at the White House this week to explore how to bring the country together following the ambush killing of five Dallas police officers and the killing of two black men by police. The president spoke to reporters before leaving the NATO summit in Poland for Spain.
And so as tough, as hard, as depressing as the loss of life was this week, we've got a foundation to build on. We just have to have confidence that we can build on those better angels of our nature.
Obama is due back in Washington Sunday, a day earlier than previously planned because of the shootings. Many people mourning the loss of the police officers are flocking to a memorial outside the police headquarters in Dallas.
A show of force and unity at a time.
Meantime, President Obama expected to travel to Dallas in the coming days. Australia's opposition Labour Party is conceding defeat in the national election some 8 days after the votes were cast. The Labour Party leader, Bill Shorten, said he was certain the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and his coalition would secure enough seats to retain power. Parties need to hold at least 76 seats in the 150-seat House of Representatives in order to form a majority government. Voters in Japan are choosing their representatives for the upper house of parliament on Sunday. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling party is counting on his platform of stressing economic revitalization to serve as a mandate. Four of the center to liberal leaning parties, the Democrats,